Brock 107 WIRX. Good morning, 812. Brock, Kiki.
Hello, good morning.
Filling in for the sick Hunter.
Yeah. Needs another day of rest.
Mm-hmm.
Poor Hunter. What are you chugging?
My caffeine-infused water.
Ooh. What?
Yeah, I do the...
Caffeine-infused water?
Yeah, you know the drink mixers?
Yeah, the drink mixers that you leave it on the counter every day that I keep having to put up.
You're being real bitchy this morning.
No, I'm all you gotta right do now. Is just you're being, pick up after yourself.
You're being real bitchy.
Excuse me?
Yeah, you heard me.
Ugh.
I didn't say you are
have to
one.
Be you have to be alone one. With me all day today.
I know, and I'm not looking
you
forward to it.
You should be terrified.
Because of your tood. Is it your time of the month?
Oh,
is that what
my.
Ouch.
Oh, wow. That was a good throw, wasn't
that
it?
That was a good throw. Even better catch, though.
No.
Just wondering. Is Aunt Flo over?
Oh, my gosh.
Is that why?
Today.
Is that why you're being
I'm
the way you are?
I'm
going
to go to jail for murder. Someone should come here.
I am fully in support of a tax that we pay every month that pays for women to go away for a week during their time of the month. We'll send you to
you would pay for that?
I would. I would pay a tax. I would pay a period tax.
Saying it out loud is even funnier. How about you just pay for me to go on a little getaway every week?
No, no. I think it needs to be mandated nationwide. Everyone pays. All right. And then that way you can just go check in.
Maybe I can be the tester.
You can go check in at certain period hotels or spas.
Period friendly?
Yeah. Where it's spas, you get massages, and there's chocolate fountains.
This is your best idea ever.
Chick flicks just on TV constantly.
Okay.
Wouldn't that be nice for you? And you
Absolutely.
Wouldn't be around me, so I couldn't say anything stupid.
We can test it out. You could just start sending me away and see how it affects both of us.
I don't know.
If you'd probably miss me too much.
Is that what it is? I don't know. You are kind of unbearable during that.
No, I'm not.
You're pretty. It's pretty rough. Okay. Even the dogs have said stuff. Even the dogs notice. Let's do your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Henry's Hamburgers.
You know, not all politicians are creepy dudes. Not all of them are creepy, okay?
Yes, they're all creepy.
There's also politicians out there who make good money selling stuff to creepy dudes. A woman named Deborah Reno is running for city council in Evanston, Wyoming, but she may drop out of the race now that her secret identity has been discovered. It turns out Deborah has a side job where she does online strip teases under the name Misty Crockett.
Misty Crockett? Betty Crockett?
No.
Did you say Betty, like Misty Crockett?
Yeah, Misty Crockett. It's Betty Crocker.
Oh.
And Davy Crockett.
I don't cook a lot.
You're the worst cook in the world. You mean like Betty Crockett? Yes. Yes, Kiki, like Betty Crockett. The famous dessert maker, Betty Crockett. For God's sakes.
How did you even know that?
Because I cook more. Betty Crockett? That's hilarious. That is hilarious. Anyway, she sells her used underwear and gym shorts to guys who have fetishes for that kind of
stuff.
What
is this thing? I feel like this came from Orange is the New Black.
No, this has been around for a while. So that's Misty Crockett right there.
Oh, she's an older lady.
She is older. She's got a pretty tight body, though.
No, she does. I agree.
So she sells her...
With used panty buyers.
Yeah, I'm Misty, USA girl next door, sharing fantasies and fetishes with used panty buyers and my friends.
And my friends?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, you know, you got to have a startup revenue. So maybe some friends are like, all right, I'll buy a couple pairs. She gets everyone together. All right, I'll take two pair of underwear.
It's like a home-based distribution company.
We should do this with
She's
you.
She's having parties at her house.
Yeah, exactly. All right, everyone.
Friends, we've got snacks. We've got wine. Go ahead and look at all the panties.
It's a pyramid scheme, though.
Yeah, it's a pyramid all scheme. Right. Yeah, you have to buy so many panties.
And then
recruit
more people to buy panties.
Yeah.
Boy. I'm wondering, though, you know, that's got to be kind of pricey, because unless you're buying like a six pack of granny panties from Walmart, you know.
Yeah, you got to kind of go like satiny or lacy.
But that's not cheap, though. If you're buying like Victoria's Secret ones and selling those, the
I'm sure.
The price is.
I'm sure that there's a wholesaler out there just making a killing on this whole scheme, on this dirty, get your dirty panties right
here.
Honey,
who bought the crate full of panties? Oh, that's me. I got a large order going through.
Yeah.
Large order going through. It's the holidays.
If this is a big thing, this has been around for a while, you would think that there's got to be a wholesaler out there that is actually targeting these people.
They have special scent collecting areas.
Sam's has a certain. Oh, yeah.
We should do this on the IRX website on your page.
Ew.
Oh, my God. We would. Don't even. You know people would buy those.
Yeah, and I don't want to know that.
No?
I don't want to know how sick people are.
You're gross.
I don't want to test that. But, yeah, if I got a Sam's card, get bulk panties there too, I'm pretty sure. You can get bulk everything at Sam's Club.
Buy Kiki's granny panties on sale now at WIRX.com.